Cuthrell drives down the baseline, goes up for the shot, and this one is blocked from the get-go by USA's number 20, Brandon Harper, out of nowhere. Blocks it out of bounds, and it's still a 10-point game, 30-20. USA leads, 2:32 left in the third. Hayden Ewald checks in, replaces Nick DeSimpler. Cassidy ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio. That's defeated into Dickinson on the runner inside the lane. He is fouled in the act of shooting. So he'll go to the line for two free throws. And this will be the first foul against Brandon Ballard on the night. And the fourth team for USA in the second half. Plenty of media on hand tonight. As the first free throw from Dickinson is good. Radio station from Carroll. Here in Daily Tribune, of course, WLIW Sports. As Dixon's second free throw, no good. Rebound by Erla, though, and it goes errant. And we are going to have an over-and-back call as it went into the backcourt. Sixth turnover for Cassidy on the night.
I guess you could argue, did Cassidy actually have possession of the ball?
Technically, no, but we're going to go with it.
I don't think they're going to change their mind, so.
I don't think so. Hayden Ewald is going to be throwing this one in from the far sideline, the left side of the radio, as USA is going right to left across your radio in the second half. Over to Zach Kramer, back to the top to Sines, dribbling to his right, pick set by Ewald into the right corner to Kramer, feeds it in to Ballard, and Cassidy swarms to the ball, but we have a whistle. It will be against Cassidy. It's against number 23, perhaps, Mason Early. Yes, it is, his third. And the team's first of the second half for Cass City. Hayden Ewald for three. Goes air ball, but right into the hands of Brennan Ballard. And he cleans up the boards for two. He has 8 points now in the third quarter alone for 20 on the night. Minute 54, and we have a 30-second timeout called by Aaron Fernald. And we'll be back after this on the WLW Sports Network. USA 32, Cass City 21.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
Cass City. On the timeout, gives it into Sawyer Cuthrell, and he hits the three from the left wing. It's now an 8-point game. Cuthrell with seven. Into Ballard, and the right block goes up for it, and he's fouled on the way up. Basket is good, and he's going to line shooting one. Brennan Ballard, like John Mooney said, is just starting to heat up. He has 10 points alone in the third quarter for 22 on the night. Trying to make it 23 with a free throw here. As this will be the third foul against Jacob Perry for Cass City and the team's second. Free throw is no good from Ballard out of bounds. And it's going to be blue ball underneath the road hoop on the left side of your radio. 10-point game, 34-24, very low scoring. Hayden Ewald into the corner to Brendan Ballard, trying to feed it in. Kicks it back out to Zach Kramer, left wing. Good ball movement there by USA. Aaron Sines against Cuthrell, top of the key. Minute 15 left in the third. Over to Zach Kramer, back up to Sines, top of the key. 2-3 zone still for Cass City. Over to the right wing. Sines still dribbling. 1 minute remains in the third. Over to Ewald, back up to Sines. Screen. Double high post there by Ballard, and it's actually stripped away. Still loose, picked up by Hayden Ewald. 55 seconds left in the third. side, top of the key. USA going for last shot here. Or anything open to Ballard, who has it in the left block. And he went up for it, and it was stripped on the way up. And now we have a foul called against Cass City, so Ballard will be going to the line for two shots. Fouls against Jacob Perry, I do believe. It's the third team foul regardless for Cass City.
And that's his
and
fourth.
And that's Jacob Perry's fourth foul. Picked up two quick ones there against Ballard as the first free throw's up and no good. Ballard now has missed three straight free throws after making two before that and missing one. So in short, Ballard is 2 for 6 at the free throw line. Check that, 3 for 7. Substitution for USA. Ballard sits down, needs a breather. And Antonio Mascaro comes in for USA. First time on the court for him. Cuthrell over to Hartwick, right wing. Being guarded by Kramer, back up to the top. To Kyle Ross, down trying to feed it to Dickinson. And USA steals it. Mascaro going down the entire court. Now we have a push against Cass City.
I think that's going to be on Coons.
Antonio Mascaro taking on the role of John Berry in the Detroit Pistons in the early 2000s. Coming in, drawing the steal, drawing the foul. As the foul is against Tristan Coons, his first, Cass City's fourth. Mascaro inbounds this one right into Hayden Ewald. Hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound, Cass City, number 14, Kyle Ross. Over to Hartwick, left wing against Kramer. Back up to the top of the key to Cuthrell. Back over to Hartwick. Tipped away by Kramer. Loose ball. And we have USA ball. They say Hartwick touched it last. Out of bounds. Eighth turnover for Cass City. 4 since halftime. 13.8 seconds left in the third quarter. 11-point game. 35-24. USA leading. Substitution. Mason Erla checks in. Replaces Curtis Dickinson. Seth Gangler sits down for USA. And now for Cass City, Dakota Hartle is back in. He replaces Cuthrell. Trying to give his players a little bit of a breather here before the start of the fourth quarter. Here comes Aaron Sines. Cross midcourt over to Zach Kramer for 3. Short. Brennan Ballard there to scoop it up and put it in for 2. Could almost call that an alley-oop with 1 second left. And Cass City can't get a shot off, so the largest lead of the night at 13 comes at the end of the third quarter, 37-24, the WLAW Sports Network.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
And now I present to you the fourth quarter. 37-24, USA out to the largest lead of the night at 13.
With USA having the possession out of bounds to start the fourth quarter, this is really imperative that Cassidy digs in because the game's starting to get away.
Hayden Ewald actually gets it stolen by Cuthrell. And he goes up for the layup and he's fouled. The shot is good. And Cassidy gets the spark they need to start this fourth quarter. Cuthrell now with 9 points on the night. Tries to make this a three-point play here with a free throw. Fouls the fifth team on USA in the second half. DeSimpler checks in, replaces Hayden Ewald, who drew that foul, his first of the night. Sawyer Cuthrow.